I started, or rather, for like other defaulters I like to lay half the blame on ill fortune and adverse circumstances, was thrust on to a wrong tack at the age of 21, and have never recovered the right course since. But I might have been very different. I might have been as good as you, wiser, almost as stainless. I envy you your peace of mind, your clean conscience, your unpolluted memory. Little girl, a memory without blot or contamination must be an exquisite treasure, an inexhaustible source of pure refreshment, is it not? How was your memory when you were 18, sir? All right, then. Limpid, salubrious. No gush of bilge water had turned it to fetid puddle. I was your equal at 18, quite your equal. Nature meant me to be, on the whole, a good man, Miss Eyre, one of the better kind, and you see, I am not so. You would say you don't see it. At least I flatter myself I read as much in your eye. Beware, by the by, what you express with that organ. I am quick at interpreting its language. Then take my word for it. I am not a villain. You are not to suppose that, not to attribute to me any such bad eminence. But, owing, I verily believe, rather to circumstances than to my natural bent, I am a trite, commonplace sinner, hackneyed in all the poor, petty dissipations with which the rich and worthless try to put on life. Do you wonder that I avow this to you? Know that in the course of your future life you will often find yourself elected the involuntary confidant of your acquaintance's secrets. People will instinctively find out, as I have done, that it is not your forte to tell of yourself, but to listen while others talk of themselves. They will feel, too, that you listen with no malevolent scorn of their indiscretion, but with a kind of innate sympathy, not the less comforting and encouraging, because it is very unobtrusive in its manifestations. How do you know? How can you guess all this, sir? I know it well. Therefore I proceed almost as freely as if I were writing my thoughts in a diary. You would say I should have been superior to circumstances. So I should. So I should. But you see, I was not.